Hello and welcome to Football Portal. My name is Saru, and today, because there's self-isolation and we have nothing else to talk about, we decided to do a 2018 World Cup quiz. And this will be a series of quizzes to finally see which of my friends knows most about football. So today is Tanuj Baru versus Yash Sawant.
What's that?
Okay, Baru, what do you know about football? Do you know anything at all?
I can play football.
Were you not injured for like 2 years?
Yeah, that's what I always put my shortcomings on the field to. That was my major excuse.
Correct. So Yash, just to make it a little easier for Baru, we chose a topic in which Baru was an active participant in, at least watching all the games. That's the 2018 World Cup.
All the games?
I think pretty much too. We saw quite a lot of games. Group stage, almost all the games we've seen.
Maybe not on TV, because you guys were there actually in Russia and I wasn't, so.
Oh God, now is not the time for feeling that sad for yourself, dude. It's been 2 years. All right, so the quiz is quite simple. The first round is 8 questions each, where you'll get 1 point.
Is there a round,
sir? 3 rounds.
No, I didn't know you'd take so much effort.
Okay, fine. 2 rounds. Now it seems like a reasonable amount. So the first round is just simple 8 questions to each of you. There's no passing of the questions and you'll get 1 point each. Right?
Direct questions at us.
Direct questions. Okay. The second round is called the away goals rule. So let's say I ask a question to Baru and he misses it. But the question will be passed on to you and you'll get 2 points for every question he misses and vice versa. Oh,
nice.
And then I think you'll win by then. So based on that, we'll see if we even need to do a final round.
Is there a time limit or something?
No, what time limit, dude?
It's a podcast. I'll Google all the answers. No.
Okay, fine. I will set a reasonable amount of time so that I figure out that you may have just Googled the question, but you won't be able to say the answer. Okay, Baru, the first question to you. Simple one to start with. You should definitely know this. How many cities hosted the World Cup in Russia? How many were the host cities? Wrong. It's 10.
Oh.
Dude, come on, man.
He missed out on, I think, Kaliningrad because it's like in Europe.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about mainland Russia.
That's still 9. Your 8 is wrong.
Yeah, but no, you're counting Kazan also, no? That's in like Tatarstan and they'll get their independence soon.
Wow. Okay, fine. All right. Yes, the first question to you. What were the two stadiums in Moscow called?
Lushniki and Stadium of Moscow.
Wow. Really?
I don't know.
And Spartak Moscow. But I would give you 0.5 points like for this.
Okay, cool.
Hey, wait,
so
I thought it was a 1 point.
The stadium's called Spartak?
Yes, Spartak Moscow.
Man, that was guessable.
Yeah, but you didn't. Yes, you didn't. Yep. That's the thing. Let me write down the score.
What
yes.
station did you have to get off for Spartak? Saru.
Some blast.
What?
Don't they call everything Oblast or something there?
Yeah.
All right. Baru, the second question to you. And since you've gotten the first, like, the team so wrong, the number of cities so wrong, let me ask the...
It wasn't so wrong. It's pretty close, man.
Dude, no. There's no approximation points. Okay, fine. So, you know, Harry Kane won the Golden Boot in 2018 World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
He scored 6 goals. What percentage of them were penalty kicks?
50.
You are right. Dude, did you even Google it?
Let's call
use calculator.
Home. I did Vedic maths.
Okay, fine. Yes, the question to you. South Korea in 2002, Portugal 2006, Uruguay 2010, Brazil 2014. And who was it in 2018?
Belgium.
No, it's not God. Belgium. It's England. It's the team that finished 4th.
Shat. Okay.
Oh, God. All right. Baru, next question is to you. Not bad, yeah? Baru's leading this quiz, which is way over expectations. Already he's taken the lead in this.
Damn.
All right. Who conceded the most goals in 2018 World Cup, Baru?
Saudi Arabia.
No. I mean, I'll give you a hint. Now, you lost the question anyway, but I'll give you a hint. You attended one of their matches.
Senegal?
No. No. Dude, England versus Panama, we went to.
Yeah, Panama. Shit. I thought I'd just go with the good old Saudis.
Saudis lost the first game. Panama lost the first their game against England 6-0. So after that, So that's it. So Yash, which are the teams which conceded the least goals in the World Cup? I'm saying teams, so they're obviously more than one.
Okay, France and Russia.
No, it is Denmark, Iran, and Peru.
Damn, that was wild.
They've conceded only two goals each. Guys, you need to like answer something. The quiz can be like 1-0 or something.
Low scoring games.
All right. Okay.
I would give it to Denmark just because they were so boring. Like just Denmark. At least Iran was like a fun team to watch.
Iran was a fun team to watch. Oh, they were so good. All right. Baru, a simple question to you. Three teams lost all the three games in the World Cup. One was Panama, the other was Egypt. Which was the third team? I'll give you a choice also. Do you want the choice?
Hey, how come choice?
Yeah, sure.
Huh? Fine.
Of course.
I have no choice. Which was the team which lost three games at the World Cup? Panama, Egypt, and who?
Saudi Arabia.
Why? What's your obsession with Saudi Arabia, man?
I don't know.
They're whipping boys, no?
No, the answer is England. They lost twice to Belgium and once to Croatia.
Oh, man.
Oh. I was just stuck on the group stage, man. I was like, ye to lambi race ke ghode nikle England wale.
All right. Yes, this is an easy question according to me. And if I'm keeping my scoring right, this is your fourth question as well. So, which is the team which was knocked out of the last 16 stage for the seventh time in a row? So, from 1994 to 2018, this team qualifies for the round of 16 and then loses their game. Which is this team?
Mexico.
Correct! Come on!
Finally, 1 point. One whole number.
You know, what would have Baru's answer been for this?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
No, it talked about qualifying, so they would have had to have got whipped by one less person.
Baru, this question to you. Which of the following teams did not win a penalty shootout? Russia, England, Belgium, Croatia.
Russia, England, Belgium, Croatia. Croatia.
No. Croatia beat England. No, Croatia won a penalty shootout. Luka Modric scores a penalty.
So which round is this?
No, which of these teams did not win a penalty shootout?
I meant like in the quiz, what round is going on?
Oh, the first one only. No, there are eight questions. We are in the fifth one right now. Cool. Come on. It can't be Croatia. I'll give you one more chance, man. Try to get your score up more than one. So it's not Croatia. I'll give
Russia.
You options. No, they just beat Spain in the penalty shootout.
Maybe with like 50-50 ho gaya.
Belgium.
You're right. You're right.
Yes. Come on.
I'll give you 0.33 for this pass. But
whatever. Yash gets 5 points, I get 0.3.
Dude, Yash never got 5 in anything. What are you going on about? What are you saying?
He meant 0.5.
Yeah, but Yash gave one right answer for that. He didn't require his master's help so much. Dude, even if I didn't have, I would have just given it. But that's okay. All right, Yash, an easy one for you. Which is the highest scoring match of World Cup 2018? Even if you give me like, okay, there are three matches which are highest scoring. Give me one of them also, I'll give you the points.
England, Panama?
Yeah, what was the score?
6-1.
Correct. Okay, just for academic guess, which are other games?
There was I think Japan game, some 3-4.
Okay, I'll give you a hint to both of you. This was a game in which Benjamin Pavard scores a worldie.
Oh, yeah. Argentina,
France. Argentina.
France, Argentina. So there are three games. France, Argentina, 4-3.
Belgium.
5-2. Oh, yeah. And England, Panama, 6-1.
Hashtag.
Yes. Hashtag, I was there. So Yash gets 1 point in this. Baru, if you're keeping score, you are at 1.33 and Yash is at 2.5 right now. And the three and there are three more questions in this round. Come on, Baru, you can do this. Baru, easy one again for you. Dude, I'm giving you such easy ones so that you, this becomes competitive. Who is the youngest goal scorer of this World Cup? Oh, come on, dude. You can't f*** this up. This is Quizmaster getting exacerbated.
I answered Thorgan Hazard.
No. Kylian Mbappe. Kylian Mbappe.
How old is Hazard? Oh, wait, did he score?
Thorgan Hazard even score a goal?
Did he even play?
He was in the bench most of the time.
Of course he played.
Oh, God. Fine. There's nothing I can do about it. Just, you can only take a horse to the water. All right. Just to make things easier for you, Baru, I will give Yash like really tough questions.
Oh!
Brilliant.
I don't even know what are the tough questions to ask him. But, okay. This is going to be so weird. In the closing ceremony of the FIFA World Cup, the total show production staff, how many were they in number, Yash?
What the fuck? Yeah.
Come on, answer it.
I'll repeat the question at least.
The total show production staff, how many were they in number? This excludes the artists, right? So how many production staff were there for the closing ceremony show?
I don't know, man. 245.
Dude, this is the World Cup. How can you have only 245 people in production staff?
I don't know, man. Industrial revolution and all.
No, it didn't reach Russia, apparently. Because there were 1,200 production staff.
Yeah.
Fine. See, Baru, I maintained the balance in this universe.
Brilliant.
Nah.
What are you going to ask volunteers?
No, the next question I'm going to ask Yash is how many ambulances were on service. Okay, fine. So, Baru, there are only two more questions in this round. And so, let's go this. Which was the first game of World Cup 2018 and what was the scoreline?
Russia versus Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, come on. But scoreline. Come on. Give me the scoreline.
5-0 something.
Yes, it is.
Aramb hai prachand bol mast ko ki jhund. Do I get 5 points for this?
Well, depending on the final score, we'll decide how many you need.
Just manage that in the end. I don't want to lose by more than 1 point.
It's acha. You want me to manage that in the end?
Yeah. If EVM machines can be rigged, they surely can.
All right. Yes. This is a question for you. You know, England had a penalty shootout against Colombia in the round of 16.
Yeah.
And they won the round of 16. And it was one of the first times I think England won a penalty shootout. Correct? Yeah. But there was an English player who missed a penalty in that penalty shootout.
Yeah.
Who was he?
Jordan Henderson.
Dude, how do you remember this?
Are England,
I thought
England.
You were going to ask him if Henderson has a younger brother, uska naam kaun se club se match karta hai or something.
That I'll do later, na. But this is crazy. Both of, for the first time, both of you scored like 1 point each.
Finally, you are catching up.
All right.
This is not good for me.
Yeah, I know. So, Baru, an easy question. Which is the country which won its first game in the World Cup after 40 years in 2018? I'll give you a hint. We stayed with an Argentinian in the hostel in Moscow and he spoke about hanging out with the fans of this team as well.
Peru.
Yes. Oh. Yes. You are absolutely right. Dude, that's amazing. How do you remember so much?
Killing this. I remember the experiences more than the matches.
Yeah, so what experiences do you remember the most, Baru?
The second worst experience that I remember. The second worst was Iran versus Spain. It was a fun match, but I won't talk about the first one. Yeah. Because we don't do that anymore.
All right. Yes, I think this is another easy question for you. This is the last question in round one. The first the question is, this team scored a goal in the 95th minute of their second group match and won the game. But in the third group match, they conceded goals in the 92nd and 96th minute to be kicked out of the World Cup. Which team was it?
Germany.
Absolutely right. Can you tell me who scored the goal in the second match when they won in the 95th minute?
Oh, Toni Kroos.
Cool. And how is it you remember now about Germany also?
Yeah, I think that was the only goal they scored in the entire tournament.
No. I think against South Korea it was 3-1, if I'm not wrong. Achha, but we were maybe in the
fight. Yeah, but that was a memorable goal that kept the champions curse kind of a thing was kept alive by them doing so badly.
Yeah, we were on a train to Kazan. All right, at the end of round one, Baru, with a miracle, you are at 3.3 points. And yes, you are at 4.5 points.
Nice.
So, yes, this is in your hands to lose, man, still. It is easy. And I think we're just going to have one more round right now. It's the away goals round. Basically, we can pass on the questions. So, the question that's passed on, and if you get it right, you get double the points. So you'll get 2 points for the question that's passed on, and it's only one if you get your question right. But at least you won't give the opportunity for Baru to basically. But given how bad Baru remembers anything, I think this is in the bag. All right, Baru, it's an easy question. Let's start with you. Who is the Belgian player who celebrated a goal by smashing the ball back into the net only to see it rebound off the post and smash it in the face?
Michy Batshuayi.
Correct. And why is it that you remember this?
Because we were there. Saw it live. Didn't you guys remember like seeing it live?
Yeah. Dude, so after the video went viral, Michy Batshuayi tweeted, I knew I would be the minute I came to my mentions on Twitter. Why am I so stupid, bro? Shit hurts.
He was the one player who could have scored like a hat-trick or something in that match. Mm-hmm.
And he came on as a substitute, by the way. But Belgium was so good in that match, man. That's why. All right. There's a question for you. And it is not an easy question. Let me just put it that way. But so in the World Cup final, France obviously beat Croatia 4-2. And Paul Pogba scored a goal.
Yeah.
So Paul Pogba became the first Premier League player to score a goal in World Cup final since who?
First Premier League player?
To score in a World Cup final. Since who?
Didn't happen in 10. Didn't happen in 6.
Baru, no Googling. I knew you were
asking what you're doing. Emmanuel Petit.
Absolutely right.
Dude, no! That was supposed to be a passed on question.
But he answered it.
Trying to look like...
And
all dumb and shit. It's like, nahin, pata nahin kya hoga ye. Man.
Oh, dude, that was so good. I don't even know if you like Googled it, but wow.
Going back World Cup by World Cup thinking who are the scorers.
Yeah. All right. Baru, this is a question for you.
It should be more like a buzzer round or something, man.
No, it's just too much to handle on a Skype, bro. All right. Baru, this is an easy question. Come on. I mean, you should get this. Who said this? People should recognize that I'm one of the best defenders in the world.
Lovren.
And do you recognize? And when did he
realize, oh, I love it,
that he's one of the best defenders in the world?
Aray, just give me the points and move on, man. What the hell?
Yeah, do you know when he said,
why is Baru frozen?
Because he's Googling shit.
We're not moving in your screens.
All right. Yes, there's a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, who said this? I honestly did not know that no one can smoke in the stadiums. I apologize to everyone.
No one can smoke.
Sorry? No, why was he at the World Cup? The question's passed on. Baru.
Maradona.
You Googled it. I know it. I'm not giving you the point.
No, my hands are here, man.
No, I'm not giving the point. Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm not Googling it. What's wrong with you?
Why is your screen frozen?
I don't know. I'm just not moving that much. I'm kicking. My hands are here, man. What the hell?
I'm not moving
that's
that
why
much.
I laughed
that's
the minute you said it. That's why I laughed when the minute you said it, because when he said it, we were like, yeah, smoking is banned, but everything else is allowed.
Dude, I'm not giving you the point for that. Fine, I'll keep it
hey,
in the
give
bag.
Give me the points, man. No way. Balls, man.
Fine, I'll give you the... Fine, I'm giving you the points, whatever.
I'm going to keep moving my head, man, so that you can see it's not frozen or something.
It's up to you to check whether your opponent's hands are in the air. Or
yeah, I can't see him, dude.
Yeah, he's gone into hiding.
What do you mean hiding? I'm right here.
Okay, these are the last two questions of the quiz. The scores right now is Baru 7.3 and Yash is at 5.5. Okay, Baru, let's do this. Name all the players of Belgium who scored the goal in this World Cup.
How are you going to divide up?
No.
Okay.
No point for you. Get out.
That's
yes.
Right.
Dude, go That's away. Right.
He did. Batshuayi, Lukaku, Chadli, Fellaini.
Dude, you don't even know that many players' names of Belgium team.
Hazard scored. And Vertonghen. And Courtois.
And Courtois. Yeah, fine. You're Harsh. It is Yash. Sorry, it's your chance.
What ice? I said all of them.
No, you didn't. Well,
there was Adnan Januzaj who scored one.
Correct. And?
And Mertens.
Huh.
Lukaku scored one. Hazard scored one. Vertonghen scored one. Or,
hey, you can't give him the points for this.
Chadli.
He's adding on to Maya.
Yeah. You're just missing one name. Both of you combined are missing one name. Thomas Meunier.
Oh, anyway.
I know.
De Bruyne Adams.
So I'll share the points between both of you, Baru, because he can try. Google, I guess. And Yash, because okay, Yash, because
smear campaign
because
you guys are on.
Because I know Baru is cheating left, right, center. Easy question for you. Robbie Williams, he did the opening ceremony, right? Which is a surprise because he's come out as gay and Russia is homophobic, but whatever. So, name any two songs he sang in the opening ceremony.
Let me entertain you.
Come on, dude. One more song. Just any f***ing Robbie Williams song.
Feel.
Yes, you're right.
Which one?
Feel.
Mm.
Alright. The last question. We have somehow managed to bring this quiz to 8.3 points to Baru and 7.5 to Yash.
Okay.
Oh God, this is going to be so tough. Let us now see. Let me choose a tough question for Baru. Who scored the fastest goal in 2018 World Cup, Baru? You have to answer in 3 seconds. 1, 2,
Mbappe.
3. Wrong. Yes, it's passed on.
Why do I have a time limit now?
Because we can't trust your frozen screen.
It's not frozen. What's wrong with you?
Oh God.
This goal.
Cheryshev.
Wrong. Matthias Jorgensen of Denmark. In 55 seconds, he scored this. All right. And the last question of this quiz is to Yash. Which team has the most yellow cards and how many?
Dude.
If you lose this, trust me, Baru's got the answer.
Croatia has 12.
Well, I won't pass it on. Croatia is right, but it is 15.
Not bad.
So I'll give you half. So that's the end of the quiz. Baru, you won.
Damn.
Oh, yes.
Yes. The final score is Baru 8.3, the 0.33 which I gave to Baru, and 8 and 8 to Yash. Man, that was amazing. I mean, I can safely say that Yash knows way more than Baru. I think Baru knows a lot about Saudi Arabian football.
I'm going to get alt news to like fact check the fact that my internet speeds and can't be. So you see, my video streaming and my internet speeds are at the same on the same broadband. So I mean, agar video streaming at takri hai, to Google kaise chal sakta hai? So I want to bring up this in the next. Like, how do I escalate this? Where is your manager, Susan?
Why don't you take it to International Court of Justice? Or CAS? Take it to CAS. You'll sit along with Man City with your problems. All right, Baru, since you love Saudi Arabia so much, how many yellow cards did Saudi Arabia get in the entire World Cup?
None.
One.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I said.
How did they even manage that? Diving.
Fatwa. There was a fatwa against diving, I'm assuming. All right, boys. Thanks a lot. I think next week we'll do Yash versus Azim. That'll be a more fair contest.
What is this for third place?
Baru, you're already in the Hall of Fame. We won't let you participate in the final also. All right. Yash, Baru, thanks a lot, guys, for coming in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
We have to do only such things till, I think, August. Because there's no football going to be there till then. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.